This is Packer and Durham on ACCN and Sirius XM Channel 371.
Power Hour is upon us as we continue to stream live on the ESPN app, Sirius XM 371. That's where you can find us there. Terrestrial radio. A number of stations in the ACC footprint have jumped on board Packer and Durham on the bandwagon, free parking, which is great. 844-SAY-ACCN is the number for the show. We're going to start this hour with Clemson football. Cheez-It Bowl next week. Iowa State, they had a little opt-out situation over the weekend we'll get into. But for the Tigers, a chance for a W and a 10-win season when people were putting dirt on the grave after week two, weren't they? Kind of crazy.
Yeah, it was very interesting to go back and listen to just what folks were saying and totally discrediting Clemson, saying we're probably not going to talk about the Tigers much, not going to get too many wins, and here they are looking for 10. And you know what I think is super interesting, Pac? Do you remember the last time Clemson played in this bowl? Remember the last time they played in this bowl with an offensive coordinator change? And the last time they were underdogs? Do you know the outcome?
Oklahoma.
40-6.
And Oklahoma scored late. They were down 40-0, if I'm not mistaken. Right?
Look out. Look out. That's all.
Oh, so you're feeling this one.
I'm feeling it big time. Because number one, Clemson's being disrespected. That's their favorite place to be, underdogs. And now you're writing them off because of these coordinator changes, saying the offense is going to Virginia, the defense is going to Oklahoma. Look out. That's all I'm going to say. And with Hall opting out, Iowa State's best option. Won't say only option, but close to only option. I mean, this defense is going to thrive.
Well, Purdy's back at quarterback. He's got experience. And
200-300-yard games. They want to run it. I mean, they want to run it. He's experienced, though.
Matt Campbell's a great young coach.
Yep.
And it'd be kind of fun to see what Clemson looks like, right?
It will. And I'll tell you what, the fun thing about all of that is we don't have to wait a whole offseason to see these new coaches, to see a new coordinator on defense with Wesley Goodwin, who is a mastermind. I cannot wait for everyone else to know about him.
Because I don't know him at all.
Right.
I've never met him. I've never spoken to him. You and I were laughing last night over dinner upstairs. And you were telling a bunch of stories. So what's the deal with this guy?
Yeah, it's fun to see him and really just in this role. I mean, it's crazy to look at. And I think it should be very encouraging to folks that, didn't play at a high level, that didn't have that experience, that can still coach football. I mean, he's a great story and a guy that, came over in 2009, was just GA. And I remember back in our younger days when we were practicing, I was a freshman. We had done this like scrimmage, okay? And so I had heard from a couple of other friends that work on the defensive side of the ball that say, listen, this guy, he can see something once and he'll memorize the entire thing. So we ask him about a particular play. Hey, Wes, what happened on play 34? He told us everything that we did, the formation we lined up in, the motions that we ran, and then what the play did. Not looking at it, we're sitting down having lunch. And he just has this memory. It's fantastic to see. And now it's going to be so intriguing. You fast forward 10 years or so, what does that look like calling plays? How has he evolved as a man, and how has he evolved as a defensive guy? He's been Venable's right-hand man for so long. He's been the guy. And so, Pack, now that it's his defense and just seeing him react with the media and these guys celebrating when he was announced, the defensive coordinator in the team meeting, they're excited for the future.
So you think more of the same? Blitz, 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 attack, attack, attack?
Yeah, with probably a different – with his spin. I mean, it's the Clemson defense, right? That's what I think people are – you have to understand when teams are promoting from within, that is staying. The culture staying, the play type, the design, all of that is going to stay. And he'll have his own little twist. Is it different coverages on the back end? Is it disguising things? But they're going to attack you. They're going to line up and hit you over and over again.
Now, again, I don't know him at all. I've never met him.
Yeah.
But you told me he's kind of a low-key.
He is.
Kind of matter-of-fact, not looking for the rah-rah stuff. And he's not going to have the get-back guy.
I can't wait to see, like, when something bad happens or a bad call or somebody's not lining up correctly, I can't visually picture him freaking out. Yeah, I just can't. Just because that's how he was. I mean, he was a young guy when I was there so many years ago. And so it's going to be fun to see him in that element. And maybe he's not. Maybe he's just calm, cool, quiet, unless something, he has to get jacked up. But I'm really interested to see, and I'm so happy that we don't have to wait, 6 months. We get it in a couple of days.
I mentioned Iowa State, good team from the Big 12. Yep. High expectations, like Clemson before the season started. Preseason AP top 10 team. Lost a lot of close games, kind of like Clemson in a sense. Their losses have been tight and close, but they do lose Hall, who is a tremendous running back. Yep. And it's getting part of the world that we now live in. The guys go, hey, you know what? My body works good enough. Judge me on that based on my NFL draft status. I'm going to worry about me. How they attack, I have no earthly idea. I mentioned Purdy's back for their as their quarterback. Solid. I just sense this is a low-scoring game, though, don't you?
Yeah, I'm going opposite with you, Pack. Really? I think that this Clemson offense is going to figure it out. We saw them the last five games of the season, averaging right about 37 points per game. I think that you're going to see the trust being continued to build with the Collins bros, I'll call them, not related, with Dakari and Bo. We saw a different switch kind of flip when those two guys became a prominent part of the offense. I think there was just more of a comfort with those guys. And then Clemson post-Pitt, honestly, is when it really all started clicking. They found an identity running the football. And they have a trio of running backs that are feeling really, really good. Will Shipley is going to be a special player in this conference. Pace, Maffa, those guys are going to be good. And they're going against a good defense in Iowa State. But I just have a feeling that Clemson is going to be out to prove a point, just like we did in 2014 when everybody said, oh, Oklahoma, look out. It's going to be bad. 40-6.
Hmm. All right. Again, if is the biggest word in sports.
It's my favorite word to say.
All right. It's if. if Clemson wins a game, they get to 10 wins, which would make 11 consecutive seasons. The third longest streak, period.
Yeah.
Bama's reached it again this year. Clemson got a chance to do it with a bowl win. And for a quote-unquote down year,
pretty good for a down
to
year.
Be 10-3, I mean, yeah. that's kind of where the standard is, isn't it, in terms of, hey, you know what? These guys are pretty good.
Right.
Consistently good.
Yeah, it's kind of annoying if you're in that program and you're hearing those things, but it's part of the standard that you have set. And it's a good thing to be held to that standard. If you're those players, you're that coaching staff to understand that, this isn't what we're used to. We're used to being in championships. We're used to contending for playoff spots. And so I think when you don't have that, it's a shock. What's wrong? What's wrong with Clemson? And so, just fine. They'll figure it out. They've got a great team, fantastic coach in Dabo Swinney that it's, like I said, it's going to be fun to see them play in that underdog role.
I have thought that Dabo's demeanor, and again, I just got done talking to him on the radio Thursday, and he was it was Wednesday. And he was really outspoken about where we are in college football. It wasn't necessarily just Clemson. It was everybody.
Yeah.
But I thought during all of this stuff, Venables going to Oklahoma, Elliott going to Virginia, he was very quiet, right? I mean, it's almost as if, like, where's Dabo? When's he going to say something? Because right. He's so gregarious. He's always out there and easy for an interview and everything else. But I think he kind of knew exactly what was going on, right? Everybody else was in the media. What are they going to do? They're going to hire outside. Mm-hmm. Here's a list of the top five guys. Right. They can. Right. I thought Dabo almost instantly knew exactly what he was going to do.
Exactly.
With the staff.
Yeah, and I think that's what makes him, very different from other people, and really his whole life. Even when he was, just a wide receivers coach, he had this book, and it was when this happens, when I become a head coach, this is my program. He just prepares. And it's not in a cynical way that when I lose coaches or when coaches move on, it's just being prepared. And so he knew exactly where he was going to go. It said it took him 30 seconds when he knew Coach Venables was going to Oklahoma, decision made. Wes, you're up. You're the guy. When he knew that Coach Elliott was going to Virginia, Coach Streeter, it's time to shine. Let's go. You're the guy. And so I think that it's this approach, and he moves his staff, and he has these pieces and these guys in place to that when it's their time and when there's availability, he moves them up. And he feels really confident in that culture and the things that he is doing. So I'm with you, man. It's fun to watch and just talking with him. We've spoken a lot this last month and a half, and just how excited he is about this new challenge. And I think this is going – these next 3 to 5 years, based on these coaching changes, these coordinator changes – this is going to define him in the all-time greats. I mean, how this works out, how these decisions works out, that's where you take that next step of one of the best all time.
All right, we will see. I think they will be highly motivated to play.
Yeah.
And I go back.
No opt-outs. I mean, they don't have anybody.
That's what I always say. When it gets to bowl season, and I'm not talking about New Year's Day 6, I'm not talking about the college football playoff, I'm talking about the other 30-some-odd games. To me, it's all want to.
Right.
I mean, you find out who's in the mood to play.
Exactly.
what teams have an incentive to play well. Yep. Talk about Virginia's situation, Virginia Tech, new coaches, done, right? BC, next Monday, they start the ACC's run of 10 teams playing in bowls. I think there's an incentive at BC to say, guess what, we're building, this is part of it. I think at Clemson, everything you just said, there's a lot of folks going, oh, man, Venables is gone, Elliott's gone. Mm-hmm. That kind of stuff normally fuels teams. Yeah. It normally does. Now, exactly. We'll find out next week when they play.
That's right. They will play the game. They will play the game.
We hope. Knock on wood. Right? With this crazy COVID world, I'm just assuming.
Why'd I say it?
Real quick, though, the coaching changes. Duke made a change from a defensive coordinator standpoint and said, guess what? We're going to stay within the league. We're going to go to Wake Forest and old Lyle Hemphill. Hey, I mean, guess what? Relationships, that's what it's all about.
Yeah,
so that's an addition to Mike Elko's staff.
Yeah, so it'll be fun to see continue how they build that staff. And everybody, all these changes, it's going to be fun to see maybe same faces, different places, and, you know, guys entering the league for the first time.
Pete Thamel also reporting that sources have that Syracuse is targeting a couple of Virginia coaches for spots on their staff, too.
It's going to be interesting. A team that wants to really run the ball, bringing in a couple of passing guys. Be an interesting balance, what happens there.
It's that time of the year, man. You get done with that first wave of signing, and, man, there's all kind of flip-flops all over the place with the assistant coaches and so forth. So stay tuned for the headlines on that. All right, quick break. When we come back, one of the truly hottest players in the league. This dude right here, Linus Williams,
just scored again.
Gone off. I mean, he has just been unbelievable for Coach Forbes. He joins us next, making his debut on Packer and Durham. You got it. How about the Swiss? Coming up next.
The Packer and Durham Podcast. This is the Packer and Durham Podcast.
Packer and Durham, Power Hour. All right, we've been talking some football today, talking some hoops today, and one of the really feel-good stories so far, at least on the men's side, have been the boys up there in Coach Forbes and Wake, man. The Deacs are just rolling.
That's right. Filling it up, man.
Rolling. So let's bring on, making his debut, Alondis Williams joins us. He only had a triple-double the other night. I mean, every time I watch him play, he's lighting it up. Alondis, first of all, I appreciate you getting up early with us. Congratulations on the hot start.
I appreciate it.
Man, you low-keying it, aren't you, man? Did you get that from Oklahoma, or did you get that at Winston-Salem, that low-key approach? Huh?
That has always been me.
I like it, man. You're just chilling out, man. So this start now, Coach Forbes brought in all these newbies. Man, the chemistry must be great. He's doing something right. So what's it like with all these new guys in Winston-Salem?
It's great. You know, we got a group of good people, good freshmen that look up to you and stuff. So it's been great, you know, bonding with all of them. Then Coach Forbes, he just topped it off because he just a people's person, you know. And then we got a lot of people's persons on our team, good personality. So it's just been great and it's been easy to, you know, bond with everybody.
Alondis, one thing that is not low-key is your ability to score the basketball. And we had the privilege to come and watch you guys when we were hanging out in Wake Forest. And my host, Jordan Cornett, big basketball guy, just said, that cat's different right there. And so we start watching you very attentively and just so silky smooth on the court, man. You just look like an artist out there. Walk me through when you're on the court just how easy it is for you to score right now.
It's pretty easy, but I don't really be just focusing on that. I let the game come to me, you know, just passing the ball, getting my team involved so the court can just really open up for me so people won't really think that I'm just go every time. So then when I do score the ball a lot, you know, the defense is always just, I bring a lot of attention. So it just make it easier to even pass the ball to my teammates and make plays for them even more. So it's really good to have that type of ability to score at any will.
By the way, speaking of that pass, how about the way you guys walked it off here into Queen City? Who got the assist after the big three? who made that pass on Friday night?
That was me. I had to pass it to my boy Zay. He told me, he was like, man, if you give it to me, I'm going to hit it for you. I said, I got you.
That was pure, man. That was one of those sweet walk-offs. As soon as it left his hand, you knew it was in, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Oh, man, I love it, man. Well, talk to me about this. How much fun is it that when you just know, okay, you're feeling it, the other team knows you're feeling it, and they just can't stop you? I mean, Do you thrive in that environment? Would you rather that environment because it just makes you feel like you have to perform at a higher level?
It's more motivation. I like that. Then like I just like to people know that what I gotta do, so I know what I gotta do, and make me drive it more and more and more to know that I'm gonna make everybody happy and make myself happy and make my team happy at what I can do and bring on the court.
Well, it's how different is it playing at Wake Forest as opposed to Oklahoma? I know you really haven't jumped in the league yet, but you did go to Blacksburg and you walked Virginia Tech by 19. But what's been the biggest difference between Oklahoma and Wake Forest?
It's just been more love. Like I got a lot of love in Oklahoma. Don't get me wrong. I'm not knocking them. But it's just a lot of more love here, and it's more basketball-based, you feel me? Like, Oklahoma, it was just really a football town. And here, like, it's a basketball town, even though the football team did good. But I'm just really just seeing the love and being able to be one of them people on the team and everybody and getting attention. So just being the person getting attention and seeing the real love is great.
Alondez, take the coach answer out of this. I don't want you to give me the coach answer. It's just you and I talking here. Who on the schedule are you most looking forward to playing? Being in the ACC, all these, you know, story programs, is there a team that you have circled that, yeah, I'm going to turn up right here when we play these guys?
Yeah, I got a couple of them.
Let's hear it. What's the list?
I got Boston College because, you know, one of my coaches at Oklahoma, coach at Boston College now. And then I got North Carolina and Duke. And the reason why I got North Carolina because one of my teammates at Oklahoma played in North Carolina. And it's going to be a good time to play against him and see him too. So, and then, you know, Duke, that's just always a kid's dream to play in that and play, you know, against Coach K and stuff like that. So them the games right there, I got circled.
You know, your coach, Coach Forbes, he's co-hosted this show. Matter of fact, when he was on with us last week, he had on that crazy Christmas hat on. He had the lights all over him. When you were looking around and said, hey, listen, I need a place to play, what was it about this guy? Because I'm telling you what now, he cracks us up every time he's on the show.
Yeah, he just a funny person. He got personality for real. Like, he funny. He don't care. He's blunt. I like blunt people. And then it was just like me and him had a JUCO connection. You know, like, he know how hard I work. He know where I come from. He know my background. He know my struggles. So like, just hearing and knowing he was from JUCO, a junior college, and me coming from a junior college, we just, you know, made a bond real quick. And he's funny, and I'm a funny person too.
Wait, you're a funny guy. I like that. Okay, knowing our strengths. Yeah. But I love that, man. One strength that you have is, again, filling up the cup, but you can do so many other things. And you recently had a triple-double. I want to ask you about that just because it's so rare in the college game for various reasons. When you are that close, do you know, like, okay, I need one more board or I need one more, you know, assist, a dime to my guy? Were you aware of it, or did you look at the, you know, box score after and were like, okay, I did that?
A little bit.
You don't have
bit,
to lie. Really, hey, look, bro, it's just me and you. You don't have to lie. You don't have to lie to me.
No, like, a little bit. Like, I kind of knew that I was, like, on the edge getting a double-double, but then when I came out on time, my coach was just like, man, you got a couple more minutes left. You got two more assists to go, so you better hurry up and get it.
There you go.
I was like,
all right,
I got you.
Second one ever. I mean, that's impressive. That's unbelievable. Anytime you're on a list with Tim Duncan, I mean, look out.
Yeah, that was a shocker, too. Like, people were just asking me, like, you know, you the second one. Like, you know who else had it? Like, I didn't, like, Tim Duncan didn't come in my head. I thought it was Chris Paul, you feel me? Because, like, you know, but I had to realize, too, like, what else could he probably could have got steals? Because he ain't getting no 10 rebounds, probably.
I'm surprised you didn't say Billy Packer. You remember him from Wake Forest?
Nah.
Alondis, your Twitter handle is Money Man Man 15. There's got to be a story behind that. What, since you're the funny guy, how did you become the Money Man Man 15?
Man, I couldn't think of nothing else, you know, and I like money, so, and I always got to keep my man alive.
That's right. That's, well, I like the money thing, man. How about NIL? You're the money man. Have you been able to take advantage? You got any cool NIL deals you can let us in and figure out?
I got one. And I can't think of the name right now, but it's just like a shirt jersey, shirt jacket type of company. It just, you know, go get the merch too. You know, Man Child. You know, I always been called Man Child a lot too.
I tell you what, you need to do. You know, you're up here in Winston-Salem. That's my hometown. You need to hook up with, like, Krispy Kreme donuts.
That's right.
That's what you need to hook up with, man. Krispy Kreme. Yeah. Have you had Krispy Kreme yet since you've been in Winston?
Yeah, Krispy Kreme, good.
Krispy Kreme, real good. Krispy Kreme got some coin for the Money Man Man 15 is what I'm talking about. That's what we, you know, yeah, you keep lining it up, brother. So. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You'd be the real Money Man Man 15. You get Krispy Kreme on that name, image, and likeness deal. That's what I'm talking about.
I need to get a deal from all these places around here. Bojangles, Taco Bell,
right.
McDonald's.
That's right. Oh, how about the class question? You got to hit them.
Not yet. I'm not done. All right. So, you know, we're going to have a relationship now, all right? Because, I mean, you're starting to loosen up with us a little bit since you got this sense of humor. You started off real low key, like, yeah, I'm too cool for these old
dudes.
Money Man 15's getting it going now, all right? So, trash talking. I'm going to get into trash talking.
I'm always trash talking, you know. Yeah. This is something I always do, you know.
It's always the quiet guys, man. It's always the quiet guys talking a big game.
Yeah, like even though the refs kind of hate it a little bit, but I'd be trying to tell them too, like, you gotta let me go a little bit, you know, just let me talk. Like, I always watching Kobe, Jordan, LeBron, like, I just be seeing how they just be talking stuff, getting people heads. That's just how I be, like, ain't nothing bad. I'll just be trying to get in people's head and have fun with it.
Sure. Have you ever taken somebody just completely out of the game? I mean, that's one of my favorite aspects of sport is when you can mentally just get in a guy's head where it's over. There's no chance he's guarding you for the rest of the game.
Yeah, I be getting in people's heads. They end up start going 0-10, and then they get to scratching me and beating me up.
All right, listen, I hope we get you back on the show because you are lighting it up since you rolled into Winston-Salem. But this is our traditional question to every student-athlete. And I'm fascinated to see where you're going to go with this, Landis. This is not when you're at Oklahoma. This is now at Wake Forest. Since you've been a Demon Deacon, Landis, what has been your hardest class?
I'm going to say my counseling class. Just because I don't really like, even though I'm a people's person, I like to have attention sometimes, but I don't really like a lot of presentations like that. And they have me in front of the class a lot of times talking in front of everybody. So it wasn't that hard, but it was my hardest class.
All right, so, but you know, you seem to be doing great with us. I mean, that doesn't seem to be a problem whatsoever. It, you know, again, you got a little style to your game,
that's
man.
Right.
You got some style to your game. People can understand that.
That's because I'm doing something that I'd love to do right now. Counseling, you know, it's something I want to do, but right now, like, it's basketball, so I'm real comfortable doing that.
All right, you got about 30 minutes. I told you I'm going to take you to 9:55. I was kidding with you. We're going to get rid of you right now so you can get to practice because Forbes wouldn't like it if you become a TV star and not making a ton of shots for him right now. So, all right, we're going to let you get back to work.
All right, appreciate it.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. We look forward to getting you back.
Yeah. Merry Christmas to y'all, too.
All right, off he goes. Landis Williams. I'm going to tell
you. That was good.
He has been lighting it up for the Deacs.
So, we were there for that Western Carolina game, and just he moves differently. He moves different. I mean, you can just tell when a guy's a natural scorer, and it's not a lot of people when they think that, okay, they think a scorer when the ball's in his hands, you know, look out. A real guy that can fill it up when he doesn't have the ball. How's he moving? How's he getting open, helping others get involved? And it was fun to watch him. And now the continued success. I think he had 30-something that night. The continued sustained success that he's had. What a great addition to this league.
Well, you saw what he did Friday night, right? The perfect dish.
Yeah.
Boom. Ball game. Catch him. Yeah. He doesn't have to score, but man, can he light Affect it up. The game. He has been great.
Yeah. That was fun.
And Forbes and the boys, they have been a pleasant surprise in Winston-Salem.
That's right.
And I liked what he
Something's
said.
Something's in the water in Wake Forest.
Right? I said it the other day. I mean, Wake is the only school. I used this on Friday's show. Wake Forest is the only school in the country as of Friday. Maybe added on, but since Friday, only school in the country. Men's, women's basketball with 10 or more wins, football with 10 or more wins.
Wow.
Nobody else has that.
It's incredible.
How about that?
Yeah.
John Curry and company getting the job done. Winston-Salem, no question. All right, again, number for the show is 844-SAY-ACCN. That's 844.
Let's get some calls. Come on.
SAY-ACCN. We asked the question today, and you just heard from Alanis Williams. Are the Deacs right now the second best team in the ACC? I mean, they've already beaten up on Virginia Tech. They're rolling. Yeah, we'll see. Who's the best of the rest? Duke's right now setting the pace. Are the Deacs number two? We're asking you. Come back, talk some more hoops next, right here on Packer and Durham.
Packer and Durham. Here's Mark Packer and Wes Durham.
Oh, get it all over you, boys and girls. It's time for hoops, right? A little doubleheader coming up eventually. Wake Forest, BC, 6 Eastern. Second game, though, is all about us. Clemson, Virginia, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, John Paul Jones Arena, right here on ACC Network and the ESPN app. You like that one tap?
It's my favorite marketing thing ever. How many millions of dollars were paid for that?
Oh, that's why marketing. You didn't want to get into marketing.
It's our goal when we grow up to be in marketing.
I don't want
to
grow up. I just want to stay right here.
Ever, ever.
Never, ever. All right, 844-SAY-ACCN. That is the number for the show.
Give us a call, guys. Let's talk.
We've asked a few people today to jump on board and kind of tell us. We've kind of determined it so far, based on the eye test with hoops, men's hoops, that Duke seems to be the standard, right? The number two ranked team in the country, right behind Baylor. K's guys are rolling. They got a big one with Virginia Tech Wednesday night at Cameron Indoor.
Yep.
But who's two? Right? Is it Wake? Is it Virginia Tech? North Carolina until Saturday. Yeah. Showed some promise. They weren't very good. But, you know, that's not who they are.
Right.
NC State's had some highs and some lows. Yep. You're waiting on Virginia, Florida State. Teams flying underneath the radar like Miami. Mm-hmm. Nobody's talking about the Canes. Clemson's had some games in which they looked good. They couldn't close. So what do you think? Wake is the answer? Number two, you think?
Right now, Wake. If you ask me today, who is it? It's Wake. Moving forward, I'm with Brendan. I'm saying Carolina. I think they figured it out.
You think they eventually come back?
It's a different game, man. It's a different game than football. There's way less guys. You can just have talent and go get a dub. So right now I'm saying Wake, which is – look at it, man. How are they not number one? Come on.
Well, because I think Duke's the best team. That's why.
It's not even close. Marginal gap.
Yeah, I think there's a gap there for sure. Duke seems to me to be the team everybody's going to chase, but everybody else, I mean, Louisville can give you some highs and lows. It's another team that, again, they got to get Williams back, which was a problem over the weekend when they got schooled by Western Kentucky.
Yeah.
Notre Dame at 4-5 to me is one of the perplexing numbers.
Yeah.
They got all that experience. They played great to beat Kentucky. Then they've given you some efforts where you just kind of go, I'm not exactly sure what's going on there. Syracuse, I was super high on the Cuse for this season. Bunch of
brothers,
shooters.
Man. Come on.
Buddy Boeheim having a tough time finding his stroke from beyond three. Their defense hasn't been great, but man, I just wait on Syracuse to get hot and get on a roll here. Florida State, Virginia, like I said. So, I mean, there's a bunch of contenders.
Yeah.
That you just kind of wait to say, all right, who's going to figure it out, get hot, and get on a run? Because we start playing conference games this week. Like I said, that Virginia Tech-Duke thing I think is a really great litmus test. We know how good Duke is. I'm buying Virginia Tech. That should be a great game at Cameron. So 844-SAY-ACCN, the number. Just curious. Call us up. Give us your 2 cents. Maybe there's somebody we're sleeping on that you're like, hey, you know what? Syracuse.
Yeah, sell us.
Right? Louisville.
Yeah.
Virginia, Florida State, teams that you know have a ton of talent and have that DNA that you expect to have deep runs and go in the tournament. Joe Lunardi, as we pointed out in the worst of the weekend, only had four ACC teams in his bracketology.
Right.
Keep in mind, it's not even Christmas yet. Right. You don't go crazy. But, I mean, it adds for at least a conversation point.
Yeah. Of the teams, Louisville, Syracuse, Florida State,
Virginia.
Virginia. Who's in the tournament?
Right now?
Right now.
Oh, it's not Virginia. I don't think it's Florida State. I mean, because where are the quality wins, Eric? That's the problem.
I'm with you.
You know, that's the issue.
We have a guy that might disagree with you on the phone if you want to talk to him.
You want to go there?
I do. Joe in Virginia.
All right, let's go. Joe in Virginia.
What's up? You got to say?
Hey, I'm on Comcast, first time watching you guys, and I'm loving the show.
Come on. That's what we like to
Joe,
hear.
Joe, I will tell you, you are the very first caller. This is show 525. You're the first caller ever to tie in Comcast your call. Very first.
Yay! 001. I have wanted to watch you so much. I've tried to find you all over the internet, and now I can watch you anytime, and I'm really enjoying it.
Thank you.
Wake Forest came in here and did a number on my team, my Hokies. I just want to tell you, they are excellent.
There you go.
I like both teams. Yeah. I got to be honest with you, Joe. I've said this many times before. I think Coach Young has built Virginia Tech the right way. I remember watching that game a couple of weeks ago,
and
I was surprised. I didn't think Wake Forest could go on the road and do that to Virginia Tech, and that was kind of a comfortable W for Forbes' boys. So, now obviously, they're playing terrific basketball, but I think we're going to find out a lot about Virginia Tech this week. And they're coming off the great win Friday night, knocking off St. Bonaventure's, dominated a really good team.
Yep.
Now you take it on the road, and you find out exactly where you measure up against the best team in the league in Duke. So, I think Wednesday night will be a kind of a fun watch, to be honest with you, just to see how Virginia Tech battles on the road.
Are absolutely right. It's going to be so hard in Cameron Auditorium. Duke is always good. Virginia Tech is excellent this year. We love those guys. They have a tremendous amount of experience. Our guards actually showed up against St. Bonaventure, and that's what's going to have to happen when we play Duke. So go Hokies.
All right, man. Listen, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and we appreciate you finding us on Comcast.
You what? Your ratings are going to go through the roof because all of us Comcast guys are going to be tuning in ACC world.
That boy.
Well, I tell you what, just in time for negotiations. Yes. We appreciate that.
Thanks, excellent. All right. Good to talk to you guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Joe. How about that? Come on. Taking over the world, man.
Is that what it is?
Comcast is in. Taking over the world.
Well, again, we just found 19 million new homes.
That's
We've been waiting on that.
They've been waiting, too.
Yeah,
been waiting
which is good. It's a win-win for everybody on that front. But back to hoops, though, real quick. I mean, you mentioned those teams. I was just thinking about that while Joe was talking. You know, those four teams you mentioned, Virginia, Florida State, Louisville, Syracuse, those are four teams, I think, before we ever got started with basketball that you assumed were locks for the NCAA tournament. Mm-hmm. Today, I don't think any of them are locks.
Okay.
I really don't.
Do you think any get in? Of the four, do you think one of them gets in?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I do. And that's
not comfortable with saying who, though?
No. I just don't know who it is. Yeah. I mean, I haven't seen enough consistency out of any of those four where you go, hey, that's the one. You know, we may get three of the four. Maybe all four of them make it. That's why you play and we keep scoring in January and February and March. But the problem for the league right now from a perception is where the quality non-conference wins.
Yeah.
I mean, Duke beat Gonzaga, which was a great game, two great teams. Mm-hmm. That could be a Final Four game.
Right.
But you start going through the list, like, where are the W's where you just used to automatically have the ACC go, oh, man, they're going to win 15 of those. Man, that's not happened this particular season.
Right.
So now it puts an onus on, hey, somebody's got to get hot in the league. Problem is nobody else in the league is ranked.
Right.
So it's not like, you know, used to be where, hey, we got five teams in the top 20, and you got a chance to get some great quality wins. Maybe that will eventually happen
right.
and forge itself as the season goes on. But as we sit here on December the 20th, somebody's going to have to get on great runs within the league to get into the dance.
And you would think that, okay, Wake Forest, with their record, they would get a little bit more respect. But you just look at the wins and the quality of opponent. You have to keep going. And I think, you know, once they get in conference play, if they keep doing their thing, surely you're going to be ranked. We say it in football all the time. A team's not happy where you are, just win. Take care of business. All of that will work itself out. But, you know, the biggest thing is that tournament and getting in there. And then it's a whole new season. It's a whole new season.
But the four teams that you mentioned, Virginia, Florida State, Louisville, Syracuse.
If you're a betting man, I think you say Syracuse. They just find a way. They just get in. They find a way to get in.
I personally thought they'd have gotten off to a better start than 5-5.
Sure.
I thought with the Boeheim boys, Jim Boeheim's last run with his two sons in there, they got scores. I thought that zone still causes people problems. But, I mean, you know, it's not happened yet. Right. You know, when you're giving up 100 to Colgate and losing that game, you're like, well, what's going on here? So, I don't know. I don't know what to make of it. Like I said, I've been in this league for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember a season getting to Christmas where there's been more question marks regarding ACC men's basketball. The women, doing great job.
Killing it.
Six in the top 25. I mean, NC State and Louisville are, without question, national championship caliber programs that can win it all. Now, there are others who I think can make a run to get there. Mm-hmm. But on the men's side, there's Duke. And then it's like, okay, who else is in the mood? Yeah, who else is in the mood?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah.
And so I think the fun part for us covering the league is to watch. All right, we know what Duke's all about. Let's go watch who makes a run.
Right.
Who gets their act together. Again, I'm not going to ever bet against Tony Bennett.
Right.
The guy's a brilliant basketball coach.
And just who wants to take advantage of it? I mean, this is a time. I mean, I know that you've got that giant sitting at number one, but who wants to step up? Who wants to make noise? I mean, it's similar to Clemson's down year. Who wants to step up and do it?
Right.
And so, you know, can another team make a run? Can a Wake Forest? Can a Virginia bounce back? Carolina bounce back? And get this thing going. It'll be very interesting to see.
Yeah, no doubt. 844-SAY-ACCN is the number for the program. We'll take a quick break here. We come back. We'll put the finishing touches. I got a couple thoughts and some offbeat things which happened over the weekend, which we'll get into. And if you want to jump on board with our question, you can do that too. Again, who is the second best team right now in ACC men's basketball? 844-SAY-ACCN. Eric McClain. Mark Packer, you got us on the ACC Network.
The Packer and Durham Podcast. This is the Packer and Durham Podcast.
Tomorrow night, right here on the ACC Network and the ESPN app, the Tar Heels, they host Appalachian State at the Dean E. Smith Center at 7 Eastern. North Carolina, of course, looking to bounce back after a tough weekend, taking on Kentucky. By the way, later tonight, got Miami hosting Stetson at 7. Notre Dame hosts Western Michigan at 8 on ACC Network. And on the women's side, Clemson LSU. That's what's going on.
Come on.
All right, take a couple calls here if we can. 844-SAY-ACCN is the number for the program. Right here in my backyard of Charlotte, North Carolina, that would be Pete.
Pete.
He is up next. Pete, what's going on?
Good morning, gentlemen. Enjoy watching you all on YouTube TV. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Glad you're back.
Wake Forest basketball, I'm the biggest Wake fan in the country, all sports. Wake Forest basketball, I'm realistic. I recognize we were fortunate to beat not a good Charlotte team, not a good VMI team, not a good Oregon State team, just like the football team when they were undefeated, beating not such good teams necessarily. So, yeah, based on wins and all that, we're doing great. But, no, we're probably the fourth or fifth best team in the conference, and I would say the same about the football team. I'm just trying to be realistic, although I'm enjoying the ride so far.
Well, I would tell you this, though. You know what? Good teams are supposed to beat bad teams, right? That's the way it works. And that win at Virginia Tech, I don't know how many people are going to go into Blacksburg and beat them by 19. And that was a comfortable, no-nonsense, no-debate, end-of-discussion, scoreboard kind of game. The Deacs were solid from the get-go in that game. I'm a big fan of Coach Young and what they've got built at Virginia Tech. And I think what Forbes has got going on, he has found a great chemistry with a bunch of new guys. That is hard to do.
Yeah.
And they're playing with such confidence. And, you know, you mentioned the Charlotte game Friday night, Pete. You had the big lead. It got away from you. But guess what? At the end of the night, you closed the deal. There's a lot of teams I've watched in this league and around the country – that have had big leads and let that thing slip away, and you get a loss at the end of the night, you're like, how in the world we let that thing get away from us? Good teams find ways to win.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's going on right now with Forbes and the Deeks.
Pete, what's kind of holding you back? Why do you say fourth or fifth? What's your biggest concern, I guess, about the team?
The Virginia Tech game was fantastic. We shot extremely well, extremely well.
Sure.
The other games we haven't played as well, and we've been, like I said, we've been lucky, very fortunate to beat some not such good teams. And it's much like Mike Packer said. I mean, that we have veteran leadership, so we're able to win some close games. Just like the football team's able to win some close games against good to average teams. Whether or not we can do that against excellent teams, I have to see that to believe it. I hope we do, but I do think we're good enough to possibly get an NCAA berth, which would be fantastic. So,
well, if Joe Lunardi was 100% right and we started the tournament tomorrow, you'd be in. You'd be 11 seed ready to play.
That's right.
We'll see where it goes, though, but I appreciate the call. Off it goes.
I think that's interesting to say they're the fourth or fifth best team. And maybe it is being a realist. But I think, do you think it's a little bit of recent history? I mean, he didn't really answer my question and why he's most concerned about.
Well, our question today is, who do you think is the second best team, right?
Today, right.
Today. And I think, I think the answer would have to be Wake because of the Virginia Tech game.
Yes.
Right? If they had not played, I'd probably go Virginia Tech.
Right.
It would be me. I mean, I just think Virginia Tech. But I watched that game, and Wake just said, hey, I'm coming to your house. You're excited to see us. Cool.
Right.
We're just better than you today. Yeah. And they beat them by 19.
Yeah.
That wasn't a buzzer beater. That wasn't a, hey, we're holding on to a tight lead. No, they throttled them.
Yeah.
And that doesn't happen very often.
Yeah. And you've got good role players, good skill players, a guy that is a killer that can go and score on anybody at any given time. So it's just, I don't know, it gives you a little bit of a different vibe.
I just don't know where you would find three or four other teams right now.
Right.
Based on the eye test that you'd say, well, they're playing better than Wake.
Right.
Who is that?
And is he just, maybe he's just projecting, thinking that Carolina figures it out, Virginia Tech gets rolling. I don't know.
I don't think there's four teams better than Wake Forest in football in this league.
Yeah. I didn't agree with that either.
I mean, Pitt proved it, right?
Right.
Pitt's the ACC champ. Clemson kind of proved it.
Right.
I think Wake Forest looked at North
Carolina. They proved it.
Yeah, I think those two teams at the end of the year when you played when there was stuff on the line, there was a difference between Pitt and Wake, and there was a difference between Clemson
for
and
sure.
Wake.
For sure.
But I think Wake would go play North Carolina tomorrow and go, hey, our lives depend on it. We're going to play you guys. Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Who else?
Yeah.
NC State?
We saw it.
Good games?
Yeah.
I don't know. All right, totally separate issue. Appreciate all the phone
You're pretty calls. Passionate about this, by the way, you're about to get into.
About what I'm getting ready to say?
Yeah.
Me and Mrs. P decided to wrote. We had a date night this weekend, right? We figured with all this stuff coming out, we're hosting you for a couple days, and Kelly Gramlich's coming to stay in the Eric McLean suite, so she's going to be here in the basement on Wednesday and also do the show Thursday from her home. But nevertheless, we got our girls coming in, so there's a lot of stuff happening at the house.
Right.
So Saturday was really like the date night for us. Cause we were like, man, and I just got back from New York. So I really haven't, we got stuff going all over.
Little y'all time.
Yeah. Right. So we decided to go to dinner.
Right.
Yeah. We went to a great place to eat Saturday night. And then Mrs. P wanted to go to a movie. I said, let's go. I don't care what you pick. So she picked the Gucci movie, right? With Lady Gaga and all that stuff. I said, whatever you want. I don't care. It's a movie. It's great. So we go to the theater and the show is like at 7:30. Something like that. So we did a dinner quick, go to the movie. We sit down. It's 7:25. And for the next 27 minutes, we watch previews of I don't know how many movies, of which I am going to none of them. And I'm like, man, can we just get to the flick? Can we just get
not a single one. In 27 minutes, not one movie you're going to.
They were terrible.
I feel bad.
I'm like, can we just get to the movie I wanted to go? If I knew this thing started at 8 o'clock,
you would have showed up at.
I'd have had another bourbon at dinner.
Here's, or two. I think the difference is, like, so I'm hoping to go see the Spider-Man later today. I can't wait to see the previews. It's going to be great movies.
I don't mind the previews.
But you just missed them
not
all.
For 27 stinking minutes.
Yeah.
Give me 10 minutes and all right, let's go. 27 minutes.
Did you time it?
I did.
You hit it.
I'm like, we've been here for 27 minutes And the movie hasn't started yet.
Were the previews better than the movie?
No, the previews. Oh, better than the movie? Oh. Lady Gaga's outstanding. She's really talented.
Yeah, she's the movie, a great actress.
Yeah, whatever. I'd rather have a couple more bourbons and
next time.
Call it a night.
Next time.
Next date. That preview thing, we gotta work on that.
Make a call, man.
I got other issues. I gotta worry about radio.
So. This was fun. Let's do this tomorrow.
We're gonna do it tomorrow. Come on. Gonna get out of here. Comcast, great having you guys on board. Laura, Drew, back row, you know the role. We're back tomorrow, 7 sharp. You know the deal. Packer and Durham on ACC Network.
Tune into Packer and Durham weekday mornings from 7 to 10 Eastern for the best conversations about everything from the ACC. Find it on the ACC Network, SiriusXM Channel 371, and streaming on the ESPN app.